is 2 o'clock on Saturday. That means it's time for a new episode of Bad Advice. I am your host, Drew Marks. I want to thank you for joining us. You are hearing us at SkidRowStudios.com as well as Extreme Talk XM Channel 165. I want to thank you for being a part of it. Make sure you like Bad Advice on Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter at Drew's Bad Advice. As I said, I am your host, Drew Marks. I also want to thank our sponsor. We have a sponsor, which is AdamandEve.com. So with AdamandEve.com, if you use the checkout code SKIDROW, you are not only going to get some great stuff, but you're going to get some special extra gifts. You get 3 free XXX DVDs, a mystery gift, which hopefully is not something you need a shot for.
It's actually a nude shot of me, Vic Cohen. No, I guess it's not a mystery anymore.
Yeah, and I'm sure people are thrilled. Actually, couldn't they just get that by writing directly to you?
Yes.
Yes. Or J-Date or OK Cupid. Pretty much anywhere you find Vic Cohen, you find a naked picture. Anyway, you also get free shipping. So again, use that checkout code because, you know, women always tell you, you know, it's like the thing they look for more than anything is, you know, a guy that can make them laugh. Well, if you get them some fun toys from AdamandEve.com, you don't have to worry so much about being able to make them laugh. All right? So use that checkout. Wow. Way to bring it to a grinding halt, Drew. All right. I want to thank our guests here.
You're welcome.
We have immediately to my left, we have some special guests, first timers here to Bad Advice.
Yay.
They are the co-hosts of two spectacular podcasts that I had the pleasure of being on one, and I will be on the other one on the 30th. Ooh. It is Skeptically Yours and the
Ardent Atheist.
Exactly. You want to tell them where you can find those?
What are their names, Drew?
That's like I'm going to tell them that next.
First of all, you can find Heather Henderson and Emery at ardentatheist.com. Skeptically Yours, you can find skepticallyyours.net because the .com was taken
by a jagoff
who wouldn't give it to me.
Those bastards.
Sell it to me. So,
yeah. Well, if you had offered enough, I would have sold it to you.
Did you?
Son of a bitch.
Did you offer them a naked picture of Vic Cohen?
Already
actually,
had it.
And that's what.
That's why they didn't get the thing.
That's what queered the deal. And I think you know what I'm saying.
Well, we do have Emery and Heather Henderson. I want to welcome them to Bad Advice. Over in the corner, we have Marie Del Preti.
Hello, people.
Lovely.
Vic Cohen, host right here on Skid Row Studios of It's a Fair Question on Tuesday nights, correct?
And in honor of Emery, I want to be today Vic Cohen.
Okay.
No, it would be Cohen.
Okay, Cohen.
Cohen, that's a good name. Good.
Double Jewy. That's nice.
Yeah.
But I wanted to call this guy Gus. We have Ken August, also known as Gus.
That is happening.
And he is the host. And actually, we've moved to a new time. I am on the show with him. We do the weekly wrap-up. Right after this. So if you stay tuned, you can catch up on the world's events.
Doubleheader.
But if you're new to Bad Advice or unfamiliar, what we do here is you can call us right here at 800-893-9562, and you can ask our panel of very funny people a question on any subject at all. Since we are untrained and unqualified, we will help you but not do it well. All right? We also take news stories from around the world. These are people I feel could use some advice. And we're going to start right there because this first story comes from Brazil. All right. Now, again, if you want to call up, be part of the conversation, 800-893-9562. If you are listening on Extreme Talk 165, you cannot call in because that is a replay. So you would have to listen at skidrowstudios.com Saturday, 2 p.m. California time.
You get a lot of that?
A lot of what?
Just idiots calling in when you're not actually on the air.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that's a shame.
On hold for 6 days.
Here's the bad part. Jeremy in the sound booth forwards it to my house, which gets a little annoying. All right. Oh, we do. Do we have a call already?
Ooh!
Wow. We're starting fast. All right, caller, let's start. Who do we have?
Hi, my name's Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
I promised I would call up and ask for some bad advice.
All right, Wendy. Well, we usually start with stories, but you know what? We're going to mix it up this week. So, Wendy, what do you got for us? What do you need?
Okay. I have a phobia. Mm-hmm. My phobia is about bed bugs. And when I plan to go to conferences and have to stay in hotels, I get real nervous about bringing home bed bugs.
Oh, so. I have the solution.
Just go in the tub.
I have a solution. Go in the tub.
Just sleep in the tub. I've done it so many times. I really have.
Passing out in the tub is different.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, right.
You're usually with like a client who wants to do something that you need to be able to wash off.
I understand. It's worse for Wendy. She won't even invite people over her house who she suspects may have.
Okay, Wendy, did you hear the opening of the show? Wendy?
Excuse me?
Did you hear the opening of the show?
Yes.
Okay, then I have a solution for you.
Okay.
I want you to go to VicCohen.com. I want you to get one of those naked pictures of Vic, and I want you to travel with it. And that way, you will know there are scarier things than bed bugs.
That's pretty insulting.
Vic, I love you, but
I have a great body. And it's not even true.
Well, I was with you.
I was referring to your personality.
No, jokes are based, I think, on truth, and I have a great body.
So body of what?
Where is it?
It's in his pants.
He keeps it in a trunk. Right.
Wendy,
down by the river.
Vic has some advice for you.
Wendy, are you single?
Yeah, no, huh?
She seemed unsure until she realized she was talking to Vic.
She was looking at her watch.
She's like, I have two cats. That's plenty.
what was the confusion?
No, I have a partner, and that was one of the reasons. I mean, it's not just me that I'm concerned about. You know, it's like bringing home something that, you know, that we didn't have before.
I don't think you'd bring anything home.
And so I have talked this over with friends over the years. And it only seems to get worse.
Well, she's afraid that it comes,
for example, last
off
year,
on
I
the clothes.
On three separate trips.
Ooh.
And the one time.
What kind of weird ass places are you traveling to?
I know.
Wendy, have you ever had crabs?
I think
she missed that question.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Have you ever actually caught anything?
Body lice, crabs, anything like that?
Oh, when I was a teenager, sure.
Really? Were you a whore as a teenager? It's a fair question.
She heard that question, and her answer was absolutely.
I like you more all the time.
I have a solution for this.
Okay, let's
Okay, Wendy, I want you to listen carefully. Here's what you're going to do.
Okay.
We've all heard of the phrase trial by fire. We've all heard of the story of the dad catching the kid smoking a cigarette and then making him smoke the entire carton to
teach
him a lesson.
That's how I got his voice, yes.
Well, that's funny because we have a question like that this
week. Well, I have a solution. Here's what I want you to do. Get rid of your bed. Throw it away. Lend it to a friend. I don't care. Get rid of it. Get it out of the house. Now, we live in L.A. You can't drive 4 miles without bumping into five fucking beds on the side of the road. Find one. Take it home. Sleep in it. There are going to be bed bugs in it. I want you to be aware of what you're doing here. It's going to be loaded with bed bugs and other things and homeless smells and vomit and shit. And you're going to sleep in it. You're going to find that the only thing that happens is you're going to wake up the next morning and go, I really need a shower. You'll be alive. You'll be fine. You'll be safe. You probably won't have sex, but you'll be fine. And after you've done that for a year, throw it away, get a good bed, and then you'll really appreciate the wonderful world in which you live.
I don't think that she'll make it at night. I think she'll go into a coma.
Yeah, but I still like that advice. Either that or like...
The whole idea just all of a sudden makes my phobia... minimized.
I like it. Well, listen, we're going to move on, but I'm glad we could help you, Wendy, and thank you for calling. We look forward to hearing from you again on Bad Advice.
Far out. Thank you.
Peace, baby. Bye.
Bye.
What does she look like?
We're going to get into that later.
Get your picture, Wendy. Hold on.
Did I mention before the show that Vic likes to use this as a dating service?
It hasn't worked, but he's trying.
He does keep trying. Well, our first story comes from Brazil. This is what happens when mascots go wrong, okay? Or just the very idea of a mascot. Apparently, they tried a new mascot as a mascot for the burn ward at the hospital. The mascot is called Flamey. And yes, it is a man in a giant head of flame who is supposed to comfort kids after they have been burned. Flamey the burn mascot.
Is this in the South?
No, this is in Brazil. Oh. And here's the thing. I have a picture of it.
You should look this up.
Flamey looks absolutely scary. He doesn't have a smile. It is unbelievable.
He looks like a flaming gnome. It's not good.
I believe Flamey is also the West Hollywood mascot, isn't he?
I like the quote. It says, "This is the kind of mascot that seems to ensure that long after a patient's physical wounds heal, Flamey will still be there to haunt their dreams for eternity.
What the hell is the matter with these people? Did they not sit around and brainstorm at all? Hey, I got an idea. How about aloe vera? How about that girl? What is wrong with these assholes?
She's covered in slime. She just slaps you with it.
Can I take a look at that?
You can.
There's a kid in the bed that's smiling while this monster holds its hand. The monster that put it in the bed. The monster that made his skin melt off. What in the fuck is wrong with you?
That kid is on so much methadone right now. That is the only reason it is smiling as Flamey is holding its hand.
That kid is so... If that was a video, you'd hear the kid go, Mom, I like what you did with your hair. That kid is so drugged up right now.
Hey, that's not even the worst of it. Up on the psych ward, they have Molesty.
Molesty the clown.
Molesty the Uncle Clown.
No, I think they have that right here.
I mean, that comes from that long list of bad mascots like, you know, Timmy the Tumor.
Yeah.
You know.
Pedophile the Priest.
That's not a mascot.
That's a real person.
Yeah, that's just a guy wearing a collar.
Let me play devil's advocate here. Like, maybe they just want this kid and other kids to embrace the flames. You know what I mean? Like, just, this is your problem.
So because they want him to do it again?
Like, hey,
what do you mean? What do you mean
cool,
by embrace
man?
The flame?
Like, fire's not bad.
That kid is laying in that bed because it fucked up, and it touched fire.
So you're saying this is how they learn?
Throw himself into a fire. Maybe, you know, I mean, fire cooks our food. I mean,
Marie, how many times has your kid burned himself? By the way,
yeah, exactly.
Your lessons at home seem shady.
None, because I yell at him before he gets to anything. He's like, what are you doing?
He's chained.
Have you heard Marie on this show? I'm sure the kid is scared to move.
Rightly so.
I would think that Flamey's better before the fire.
Right.
You know, I mean, afterwards, yes. It's like punishment.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a reminder. Now, here's the thing. You mentioned, like, the gay mascot. Yeah. I mean, it could be sort of an anti-gay thing. It's like, Flamey the mascot, it's like, it's okay to be gay, but not Flamey.
There should be, like, one for AIDS.
Well, I like the fact that he's wearing what looks like some sort of poncho, as if he's saying, I'm the flame, but I don't want to touch you kids, which is a little freaky. Why is he wearing that? Look at that.
I like when they do like the double teaming. It's like Flamey the mascot and Harry the herpy, you know?
That's to keep them clean because that's a germ, like, robe or something. I don't know.
Well, you know what?
Are you a doctor, Marie?
We have a lot to cover, so I want to get right to this next story, and this goes right along with Flamey. This is a person where Flamey could have come in handy because apparently Nicole Doble, age 29, was arrested last Wednesday for allegedly breaking into her ex-boyfriend's apartment and setting fire to a mattress where he and another woman were sleeping. Apparently, Doble reportedly was searching for her ex at the Hog Heaven Bar and Grill in Isla Mirada, Florida, when his roommate told her that the man in question was at their apartment. Deputies said Doble burst into the apartment, made her way into the bedroom where her ex and the new flame were asleep. This woman, in a heat of jealousy, allegedly torched the mattress. She stood over the couple, taunting them while the flames leapt around them.
Well, I feel like she was doing this because she was scared that they had bed bugs.
So she was helping.
I mean, come on. Where's Wendy?
I just like to picture Flamey coming through the window. Here I come to save the day.
It's like Kool-Aid. He comes busting through the wall.
Yeah. Hey, Flamey!
Oh, yeah.
You think that was part of the taunt? She's like, Flamey would not approve.
Flamey doesn't show up until you're badly burned, and then he comes in and mocks you. He doesn't actually put the flame out.
Yeah,
the worst fucking mascot ever.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you're so burned. I'm Flamey. What's up? You look so burned. Ugly.
Really? So people in Brazil now have a German accent.
It's like a gay German accent.
I know.
Well, yeah, it's Flamey. Oh, yeah. You're so ugly.
Really?
Like that.
So now is the time on Flamey when we dance.
Yeah. I think you need some aloe. I don't know.
Suddenly, Flamey became anti-Semitic.
Flamey the Nazi.
And by the way, it's Semitic. I got 4 or 5 emails on this.
Really?
Anti-Semitic.
Is that true, Vic?
We all say Semitic. Everybody says Semitic.
Vic, what is it?
Okay, if I said it wrong, send your emails to Emery.
You know what? He is saying it the way it's spelled.
Semitic.
It's Semitic. It's
Semitic.
It's
Semitic.
It's not Semitic. And we all do it. I've done it my whole life.
Yeah.
I just learned it last month.
You're smart.
No, I'm not. I'm the opposite of smart. My listeners wrote in and said, stop being
stupid.
Stop being a stupid anti-Semite.
Oh. I get a lot of that mail, too.
You know, it's like, usually from me.
Yes. I get a lot of that. You're Jewish. Stop it.
Do you really? They hate you for hating yourself?
Yes, they do. They really do. I want to give you the number again, 800-893-9562, and remind you that you are also listening to us on Extreme Talk at XM 165. If you are listening on Extreme Talk XM 165, but you want to call the show, you're going to have to listen at skidrowstudios.com because our show goes out Saturday, 2 to 3, West Coast time. All right? Also, we got a lot of more stories.
I have one last thing I want to add to this.
I have something I'd like to add.
Oh, well, let's go to that.
Go ahead.
Ladies first.
I call myself a Jigajew, and surprisingly, I don't get any mail.
None at all.
You have an email address you'd like to give out?
Correctly. That's key.
Seriously, Vic will write it down and mail you some shit.
Are you Jewish?
Well, heritage-wise, yes. Yeah.
Are you black?
Yes.
Okay. This is really. I have to ask you this, and it was actually on my mind. Now you're in a relationship with Emery.
Yes.
But I understand it's polyamorous.
Yes.
So I see that you really are attracted to older. Not crazy older, but older than you with no hair, like shaved heads.
Yes.
I happen to be exactly that.
Are you trying to steal his chick from under him?
Really?
But he shares.
What a dirty hoe. But I mean, come on.
No, they're poly. First of all, you're hooked up, okay? You got a husband. This is what I have to do.
This is what I have to do.
Steal? Just wait till after the show when he's in the bathroom.
Stealing. First of all, it's not stealing. I think Emery and I have already had a nice connection here in the air. I think that he would be okay with sharing. They're polyamorous. That means this is what they do.
Well, the fact that you openly hit on me before the show started.
Yes.
I think around the table.
I am going to give Vic a piece of cardboard and a marker so he can just like, we'll talk for pussy.
I do need to say, you are a beautiful woman.
Yes, she is.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And you have great taste. I happen to be Jewish.
Uh-huh.
My mom would be thrilled.
And he almost never points that out, by the way.
I only tell moms that I'm Jewish if they're Jewish because it impresses them. But yeah. I don't, you know, I'm not a cultural Jew, really. I'm not any kind of Jew. I just happen to be born into it.
Well, let me ask you this real quick. I know this isn't what the show's about,
legacy.
But I'll be real quick.
Please be quick because we got a lot to get to.
On a scale of 1 to 10,
yes.
Right now, what are the chances that you and I... I'll ask you and then I'll ask Emery.
Yeah, this is quick.
That there's a possibility that perhaps we could engage in some kind of love making of any sort.
That's a lot of pressure on me right now.
Just right now, it could change.
Give him a scale, baby.
Well, since I'm a total whore.
Zero.
You don't recognize Gus's voice? No, it could have been Marie.
You think it's funny and it's a joke, but I'm being dead serious. All right. This is how I have to operate. I need to do things like this.
How's this work for you?
Well, it's not working at all.
When's the last time you've been late?
Recently. Three hosts ago.
Recently.
Okay. Right. Three hosts ago. Guest that comes on the show. Mm-hmm. Does this happen to everyone? Yes.
I've never asked on a scale of 1 to 10.
No, he hasn't.
Using a new line on you.
We need to move on, so let's get a quick answer.
Scale 1 to 10. 10's very likely in the parking lot or something soon.
I would give you a 5.5 now.
Oh, nice. You're halfway there.
Aw, charity. That's so nice.
Emery, on a scale of 1 to 10, then we move on.
How likely would you be to open?
Hey.
Open to that. Not that it's
you
happen.
Said just that question.
No, yeah. How open is he? That's his perspective on this relationship.
I won't give you a number. It's not my call. She's a she.
I'm
owns,
a free woman.
There you have it.
Asking the wrong guy.
All right.
Now, I want to just add to the end of that story. Brazil, please listen. I have a really great idea. I think you should get a guy in a rooster costume and call him Heavy the Fisher Tearing Cock.
You talk like this.
All right. I like it. I'm a giant cock.
I'm a giant cock. What are you doing?
Really, that's the voice you give the giant rooster?
Yeah, I'm a big old rooster.
I'm just impressed that she's got two voices. I was sure she only had the German in her pocket, but no, out of nowhere, she's giving us a fucking waffle and chicken house voice.
Vic, I will give Vic credit for not being this guy as a boyfriend, because this is something I will go on record as saying Vic would not do.
Okay.
A Florida man enraged over a dispute with his girlfriend allegedly bit the woman's thumb off and spit it out while driving to Taco Bell.
No, Vic would have swallowed it.
Ricardo Marquis Davis, 35, was chauffeuring his girlfriend to work Wednesday when an argument between the couple escalated. He then bit her thumb off and then proceeded on to Taco Bell. Apparently, the nurse at the hospital where the woman ended up, she was quoted as saying, "The woman just continued to say, I can't believe he bit my finger off."
Was this story reported by Taco Bell? How did they get into this fucking story? How was Taco Bell involved in the story?
My guess is he took her out and said, we're going to run and get a bite.
Ron swallowed so angry right now.
I'm sorry, Vic. You probably just dropped down to about a 3.2.
Vic, is this something that you would do to a woman?
Absolutely not.
You're up to 6.1 now.
Wait. The thumb biting or the taking to Taco Bell?
No. Right. You know what? I want to tell you something. I do like nibbling.
Yeah, everyone likes that.
But no biting.
I do find it more of a crime that he took it to Taco Bell because it's disgusting.
Exactly. He probably was thinking, I'm just not going to be full anyway.
He was driving?
Yes.
While he bit her?
Yeah.
Are you not allowed to bite?
You're a black woman. You should have known that she got all up in his face and whatnot.
With the hand.
She did the chicken neck.
Oh, no. You talk to the hand.
And he's like, I'll take a bite, bitch.
Is she Hispanic? That took a minute, right?
His name was Ricardo Marquis Davis. I'm going with black guy. And
he
not just
black.
Because of
what's
the
her
days,
name? What's her
but
name?
But because there's a picture of him and he's black.
Yeah, he looks black to me. I saw he was black through the paper. Like, I'm so far away from it.
You're racist.
No, I just see he's black.
You would think.
Oh, just because the paper is white.
You know, the guy is not. Could be the negative.
I was thinking it would be a negative. Thank you.
The guy is not smart. What's his name? What is your name?
Marquis Emery.
Marquis. Here's the deal. Have you just screwed up ever getting pleasured by that hand? Because it is impossible without a thumb. Yeah. Maybe any satisfaction.
I think you guys are being a little rough on him. I just think that maybe he was trying to show her that hitchhiking is unsafe.
It's wrong.
you can't jerk off without a thumb? Is this a fact?
It's hard. I mean, the thumb is really important.
You've
to
got
keeps the head
like
from
this.
Popping no. off.
She's got the claw.
I don't think you masturbate correctly, Vic.
She's got the other hand, too.
Gus, don't get him into a situation where he's going to want to show you.
I would have assumed he would have had this mastered by now.
This is how I masturbate. The thumb wraps around.
Oh, my God. It looks like palsy. It looks like palsy right
the
now.
Thumb is what keeps your hand from sliding off the end.
Hey, without a thumb, you're just sanding.
Probably sewed it back on, though, right?
No, it was not. They were unable to. It says that at the bottom. Probably because it did say he spit it out.
I was going to say, because seriously, if you have to, like if a kid swallows a ring, you have to wait for him to pass it. If you had to wait for a guy to shit out your thumb, you probably are going, never mind, I'll go without.
Well, like I said, get your thumb out of your ass.
He pulled a Lorena Bobbitt on her.
Yep.
That's what he did.
All right, well, our next story.
I'd like to point out the racism in this story before you move on.
Okay.
It says here, 35, they name him, and then 35 was chauffeuring his girlfriend to work.
Driving Miss Thumbless.
WFTV. All right,
that's what every man should be doing is chauffeuring. That's what
Well, here's a woman that was taking travel into her own hands. Apparently, a woman named Samantha Cordelia from Pennsylvania, she and a companion, James Perry, were arrested after a drug-sniffing dog at the U.S.-Mexico border alerted to a narcotic odor emanating in the woman's groin area. According to a statement of probable cause, the 22-year-old woman twice denied that she was bringing anything back from Mexico. But despite those denials, U.S. Customs Border Protection agents determined that she had a condom filled with 100 grams of cocaine worth several thousand dollars within her vaginal cavity.
How is a vaginal cavity different than a vagina? Is it different? Is it just you
I
need
think
to
it
brush
goes
more?
Way up there.
Well, one's
know.
Bigger.
One needs to go to the dentist.
One's begging to be filled.
Is this chick Dora the Explorer? What's her name?
It's Samantha Cordelia. Now it says Cordelia admitted to smuggling the drugs after her arrest when authorities searched her mobile phone and found texts including one to an unknown person that said, quote, I'm smuggling cocaine and heroin in my coochie.
I love her.
She wrote that she's smuggling it in her coochie. That's not the best quote, though, from this story. The best quote comes from one of the arresting officers who said, in this case, it wasn't the sloppy text, but the drug-sniffing poochie that outed the coked-up coochie.
I love it. Are you sure it wasn't a little tiny Mexican with, like, that had a long night or something in there?
I like the fact that they had to go to the text to prove that the woman was smuggling drugs, even though they found cocaine in her vagina.
I think they found the text, and that's what gave them probable cause to search.
Was it not that the vagina was grinding its lips? Could they not tell that there was cocaine going from there? Is that not an easy way to tell?
Grinding its lips.
It says that.
And talking very fast.
She tried to smuggle, or she was going to try to smuggle
100 grams.
36 vials of crack cocaine in her vagina.
Wow.
That's a lot of fucking
glass. Does this lady's vagina come with a pharmacist? What is going on?
It's like a purse is what it is.
I find this woman so sexy.
I know. Because you like anything that comes from vagina, even if it's 100 grams of cocaine.
You know, it ain't fun to have a vagina that wide that you could throw a hot dog. It's like, you know what I mean? And nothing happens. I mean, you need to have a little tightness there.
It's fun for the hot dog.
I got news for you. If she could hold 100 grams of cocaine inside her coochie.
Oh, you mean it's tight
might
on the
be,
ends?
Yeah, I mean that thing cincher. Must have like a kung fu grip,
like a cincher bag.
I'm just thinking it's an extra carry-on. You know,
does she have to pay for that?
Did you hear about that story of the woman who was smuggling cocaine in her breasts?
Yes, we did that story.
Oh, yeah. That's got to be horrible. How can anyone...
Not if you're a breastfeeding child.
Well, bloody breastfeeding
child. Be like happy as can be. It's like...
Well, they have to operate, open it up again.
She was apparently bleeding or something, right? Wasn't
you know
she?
Yes.
That's a good clue. That's a good clue, by the way.
Can I just tell you that this is where my mind was going? I was thinking, like, what her vagina must look like and the guy putting it in. And then I was thinking about
he
the other...
He is a horny bastard.
Then I was thinking the other night, this is really true. I was so horny that I went on YouTube. I didn't want to look any porn. I just want to go there. But I was looking on YouTube and I wrote vaginal exam and I watched a 70-year-old woman get a full vaginal exam.
Huh.
And
How'd that work? Because that makes me want to sand my cock.
Exactly. Only you can still be horny after this. You made me less horny for like the next 48 years.
I mean, he kills off any like sexual impulses
at all. What are you talking about?
I'm going to go back to Emery's earlier advice and burn your mattress.
Just burn him. Just have flamey come.
Emery, you're being really hard on me. And let me tell you something.
You are due for a flamey visit.
Yeah, what you want?
Marie, I'm going to tell you something about that. That woman, that 70-year-old vagina, I was surprised how supple and beautiful it looked. And it was alive and well.
Dude,
it had great color.
It may have been alive, but it ain't well.
No, it was well. And I want to tell you, and the woman had full gray hair, but down there she was like a
Venus flytrap.
Well, the like flies a, part, yes.
No, but the point...
Like a little twat of horrors down there.
That was just good.
You're saying that the drapes didn't match the meat curtain.
No, it was...
The meat flaps.
You guys, I don't know why I'm feeling defensive for this one.
I want to tell you something. Tell me.
You're being hard on me, but I'm going to tell you.
Sorry.
No matter what woman I'm with, you're not sorry. If a woman were like 70 or 75, I used to think that could be a turnoff, but the life in her vagina made me see that I could be loyal, faithful. I could have the same one in my life forever because the vagina was so beautiful.
That's awesome. What do you think's gonna happen to you when you get older? I mean, old people have sex. It's just a fact of life.
Yes, they do.
They shouldn't. Do.
But mine?
Yeah.
Then my mom's a necrophiliac.
Drew went straight to his mom and then completely checked out on that idea. I saw it happen.
No, I was going to say to you female listeners in your 70s and 80s, you ladies.
Because we got a lot of them.
Seven Klondike Five.
Here's the disturbing part of this.
What?
We do have one of those. My mom listens to the show, and that means, in turn, you are hitting on my mom.
No, I'm not.
Stop it.
I'm just saying that you ladies out there, I think you're beautiful, I think you're wonderful, and I understand you have needs.
And Drew's mom, on a scale of one to menopause.
I, you know what?
Mom, do not call in.
I think that was really beautiful.
You're being sarcastic.
No, I'm really not. I thought that was really nice.
I'm going to have to give you a mercy date because you need it, obviously.
All right, guys, we got a lot of questions to get to, but I do want to get to this last story before we do it because this one is great. A Utah man is suing the officer who arrested him for not stopping a hospital worker from giving him oral sex while he was passed out.
Oh. Was it flamey?
Apparently, Jensen, who was later charged with public intoxication, trespass, and public urination, claims that Gale, the arresting officer, called emergency medical services to take him to the hospital and followed the EMS van in his police cruiser to the hospital. Then, according to the suit, the officer left him unconscious and incapacitated in a treatment room in the care of Weston, who was later arrested for performing unsolicited oral sex on him.
I love the unsolicited part.
Apparently, the officer, he's accused of observing Weston sucking on the plaintiff's penis while the plaintiff was unconscious and handcuffed.
What hospital do I have to go to?
But it was
Weston, a man or a woman?
It was a
man. Well, that's the part of the story. Right.
It's a man sucking
on a man. It's a man who did it.
It's a man. Is it an orderly? Like, what is it? A doctor?
A nurse?
I'll be unconscious. I'm fine with that. Is he not
all
unconscious?
This man is usually so
homophobic, he won't need an ice cream cone.
That's why I'm unconscious. I gotta be unconscious.
All you have to do really is to close your eyes and a mouth is a fucking mouth. I don't know what is wrong here.
That's what Vic keeps telling me, by the way.
No, I've never said that.
Not today.
Well, there's got to be some kind of penal code against that.
Where you at now, honey? 2.3?
It goes up.
You're like the stock market of sex. It goes up, it goes down.
The Dow is down.
Can a man get aroused when he's unconscious? Being
I don't know.
I think so. Because they do in their sleep. Don't you guys?
But I'm asking you a question. Have you ever gone down on a guy while he was sleeping?
I've done that to my husband to, like, surprise him, you know.
Well, he'll wake up, though.
Did he wake up?
Well, no.
Oh, yeah, he wakes up. I mean,
he's asking a very simple question here. Let me clarify.
Please.
The guy wakes up instantly, or does he grow in your mouth before he wakes up? That's the nature of the question.
I don't know. It was a long time ago.
It might have been in our first 4 hours of marriage.
I don't remember. That's too much detail for me.
He's not sedated.
This guy was passed out drunk.
Yeah.
And first of all, what kind of disgusting nurse or orderly, whatever this guy was, if he was arrested for public urination and intoxication, I'm guessing this guy wasn't the most prime example of what you want to be going down on?
Yeah, exactly. He should have stuck his thing in his mouth.
Well, maybe if he used...
There's some advice for next time.
There you go.
Maybe if he had used a condom, he wouldn't sue.
Yeah, good point.
Did the guy finish?
It didn't say.
Oh. It is an odd story that the cop would just apparently just stand and watch that.
Check it out.
Stop blowing. Yeah, that's a tough thing.
How did he know the cop?
The guy has a weird porn collection. You know, there's something with the cop where he's like, you know, it's not a female.
It's
nurse,
a little gang rapey at that point. I mean, the minute there's someone else watching, it's a little gang rapey.
Yeah. I love that this guy gets brought in. He's arrested for like drunk driving, right? Is that basically it? Yeah. And then now this cop has to arrest another guy.
I don't like it because I feel like I was once practically raped by a woman. So this can't happen.
With her eyes?
First of all.
No, I was cornered in a room.
I have one of these.
Yeah, and I really wanted
to
go.
And I was accused of raping her the next morning in a phone call.
That didn't happen.
Okay, we do not have time to go into these stories because we haven't even touched on questions yet. But Vic, do you want to wrap it up quick?
No, I was just going to say that it's, you know, women don't realize, like, this is a prom. I mean,
well, we had that story about the woman in Russia.
Yeah, right.
Men like me, see, there we go.
I know. You have nothing to stand on because of everything we know about you. I don't believe
I swear to God, I did.
All Vic is saying is to that woman who raped him, on a scale of 1 to 10.
That and if she had just bought him dinner.
And then she stalked me because I was evidently that good.
Her being chained into your house isn't stalking.
All right, let's.
We have questions to get to. I want to remind everyone that you are listening to Extreme Talk, XM Channel 165, or on skidrowstudios.com. If you are listening to us live at Skid Row, you can call us 800-893-9562. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. The hashtag is Drew's Bad Advice, and do like our Facebook page. We are going to get into our questions now. So the first one, This one comes to us from Lena in New Hampshire. Lena wrote in and just has a simple question. Lena said, what is sexier to guys, lingerie or a woman being the one to initiate sex? I just want to make my guy happy.
The latter.
He likes ladders?
No, first of all, what's your name? What's her name?
Lena.
Lena, it all depends on what you look like.
That's true. You got to be able to. You got to be able to rock the lingerie.
If you're 800 pounds, I don't want to see you in anything. Just put your head under the covers.
Just put a hole in a sheet. Right,
right now, it's down to about a 1.2, isn't it?
Wait, Nick wants them to just put a whole sheet on him. Just put a hole at the bottom.
That's orthodox sex. It's nice.
I will
He's
say
such
this.
A Jew.
I love a woman who initiates, Marie.
Yeah.
Wait. I just
a lot of people
you.
Don't know that Marie is his word for sex.
I did just touch, you know, Vic's arm.
You did?
Yeah, see, I initiated.
Yeah, that was nice.
I just threw up a little in my mouth.
Well, I asked him if he thought that my body was hot, like hot in temperature,
her
because,
arm.
Yeah, my arm. Because
and he instantly came.
I'll vote.
Your body is very hot.
Thank you. I went to Bikram yoga today, so I feel like I'm on fire, right? Oh, I feel like flamey. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. This hurts.
When you do the German accent, you really turn Vic on.
I hate it, actually.
Yeah, you're freaking the Jew out.
Yes. Oh, Vic, if you hate that, you'd hate the joke like, oh, he so wants
don't,
to do a train
don't.
On you.
Yeah.
He's so disgusted right now.
Just go on with the questions.
Okay.
He's so disgusted.
But after like the train ride, we all take a shower together.
Yay! Yeah, take a Look, shower with me.
He sat back and protest.
I know.
Three
okay,
Hitlers walk into a bar.
Vic, this is Vic Cohen. I have no part of this. Any of this.
Oh my God!
Don't write
terrible.
Don't send the letters to me.
Okay. Well, and Vic, maybe you
I'm
can
offended.
Answer this one because
yes.
I hope we help Lena. But this next one is from Louis and Silmar. And Louis says, "Hi guys, my neighbor's father."
Yes.
Put it on the website. What do you want me to do? I don't edit the questions.
No, it was your delivery. Okay. It was perfect.
Hi, guys.
My neighbor's father has dementia, and I keep finding him in my yard. Last time, he insisted he lived here and threatened me with a rake. What can I do to keep us both safe?
Give him the house. I love this guy threatening with a rake. That's so gangster.
I would take the rake and tie it to him so when this guy wanders around the yard, at least he gathers up the leaves.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Just give him more chores.
Yeah.
Just give him some paint and a brush next time to the house.
If you want
to
end it, give him the lawnmower.
Put on some lingerie and...
That scares us.
It's a tough one.
So dementia makes him think that it's his house, basically.
Have him pay the mortgage.
Yeah.
If he thinks it's his house.
Yeah, you want this house, bitch?
Use it to your advantage.
Yeah, dementia doesn't give you money. It doesn't mean he can pay the mortgage.
I'm sure everybody stole his money.
I think he just put like a cowbell on him.
I think that's always a good idea.
A cowbell?
I don't care what the story is, it's always
there
a good
is
idea.
Very
you know, here's what you do. You put one of those shock things on his ankle, and then get one of those perimeter things to put around your house.
Yes.
So when he crosses over into the yard,
it'll
boom.
Teach him.
Yeah.
Teach that
stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I guess an electrified fence would probably
That's
do the same.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's good advice, actually.
All right.
Yeah, because nothing like a fried dementia patient.
You know, he started.
Well, if you move his rake, he'll never find it.
All right.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That's good point. The problem with that particular disease, it's not what is a rake for, it's what is a rake.
Yeah, all right.
True.
Well, this next one, we have listeners in other countries, which I love this.
Yes,
wow.
That's true.
This one comes from far away. This one.
Just far away.
I'm just going to read this.
Just
I'm going to read this just as it came in. Dear Bad Advice. I listen to your show here in Sydney, Australia. I need some help. My new girlfriend loves to lick my anus. Is that normal? Also, after she does this act on me, am I required to kiss her on the mouth? Thank you for your time, Nigel.
But wait, let me ask. Does he have peanut butter on down there? Is that what's going on? What is going on?
Hey, bloke, listen up. Let me talk to you about this one.
Nigel. I love his name. Nigel.
Forget kisser. You propose to this woman, Nigel. Propose to her now. Because once you go from ass licking to no ass licking.
Yeah, that's true. That's no one's going to. Yeah.
You never go back licking?
No, you can't. You can't go. You can't give that up once you had it. Seriously, I would go to prison if that's what it took.
There's a little homophobia in Nigel's question. And so there's a real simple solution to this, not unlike Wendy's solution. You need to get out there and lick some ass, Nigel. Go to the bar and find out that it's not that big a deal. And also, this is bad advice, so I won't say shower. In fact, I think you shouldn't shower.
Yeah, is your ass...
Don't shower. Like,
first of all, Nigel... do I need to point out that you are from down under?
Nice. I thought it was Greece. I didn't know what we were doing.
His own ass. That's the problem. I mean, and she's licking his ass. He's afraid of his own ass.
Maybe she has to kiss you after you eat her pussy, you faggot.
Yeah.
Kiss your wife or girlfriend and stop being a pussy.
Go ahead, Vic. What do you got?
First of all, I totally feel for Nigel. I've been there.
You've licked Nigel's ass, you're saying.
Australian.
No, I had a woman give me the pleasure of such an act. And and she really, like, she pile-drived my ass.
Got
and
right up in there.
She loved it. It was like she was painting a fence.
Was this a 70?
Thing like
back
it.
Back to the rape, huh?
No, different.
Supposed rape.
No. But the interesting thing is I was impressed by her vigor. And her enthusiasm.
What about her vim?
Vim.
She had vim also?
Vim Cohen.
I mean, I was really not only flattered, but impressed by everything. I mean, it was her thing. Yeah. She just loved it. Yeah. So the next morning, I was in the I was in the shower. She had already gone, and I was bathing, cleaning up back there. And I felt something like what the fuck is, like, in the hair?
She lost her tongue?
Her keys.
And
her
I'm
car
feeling,
keys.
And
if there was any question about his Jewosity, you now know.
Did
just
she
how
lick
Jewy
your ass
is.
Off?
Well, no, but I'm like, what is this back here? And I tore it out because there was hair back. And then I smelled it because I was researching.
Okay, I'm going to die right now.
Where is this guy?
Seriously, we do a clean family oriented show.
Wait, can I tell you what? Was,
okay.
It was her chewing gum.
Oh,
swear to God. I swear to God.
She left her gum back there.
She left her chewing gum in my ass.
So what did she back there that long?
She had a minty fresh
piece of gum.
I had a minty fresh ass.
And let me ask you this. Was it Orbit, when you tasted it, did it still have
when
any?
When you tasted it.
I'm dubious that it was her gum.
I swear to God.
Did you not notice that when the sheets were all stuck to your ass when you got up to walk to the bathroom?
No, oh it was God. Like... First of all, it was kind of buried deep in, and the other thing is, it was ironically dentine pure. It was like nothing pure about it.
Gives me a whole set of ideas I never thought of. First of all, I want some girl to blow bubbles in my ass. This sounds awesome.
So I guess you didn't try to go to the bathroom beforehand because then the toilet paper would have stopped.
Well, there was a weird popping sound.
Did you just think that it was a hemorrhoid? Like, how did you feel anything in there?
No, I thought it was maybe, God forbid, like toilet paper.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was
Marie,
humiliated.
And Marie, this is not the first time something's been stuck to his ass. So it could be anything at this point.
It could be anything. It could be a small...
But anyways, for you ladies out there who want to do that, chewing gum probably helps the process. Like, I think that was what helped her through it.
Antibacterial lotion,
and then,
probably.
And then you can just leave it there.
Oh, my God.
It was definitely the gum, because I had given her a piece the night before.
That is
well, now you're to blame, motherfucker.
Yeah. No. I think this guy should douche his ass if he's so worried about it.
That's
get
the other
some
thing.
Vinegar and water.
I didn't
and...
even take a shower before.
Okay, this is
night.
Making me want to kill myself.
Why?
Right in
not
my chair.
It's making me want to kill Marie.
Marie, I'm going to tell you something. Just
everybody
so you
kill
know.
Me.
Just so you know, Marie.
He's pointing.
Just to do you a favor.
Yes. Hold on.
I want to save you.
Yes, I want to tell you something, Marie.
Please.
The secret's out.
We're moving on.
Hold on. This
don't
is,
you hold on me.
Let me just...
my one, show of just...
Turn his fucking mic off. Turn his fucking mic off.
One? Really? Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
I just want to finish up with that. This.
Oh, yeah. You finished.
Yes,
Here's
Pink.
The deal.
Yes.
This is what, just so you know, yes. This is Marie, what the competition is doing.
So I better beef up my...
Yeah.
She's married with a kid. She's
step
off
up
the
your
market.
Game. Yeah. She's fine. All right, this next one is a great one. This comes from Charlie in Vacaville. And Charlie wrote and says, I think my wife's mother may be a kleptomaniac. Every time she comes to visit, something seems to come up missing. My wife refuses to accept it, and she thinks it must be a kid, a stranger, anything but her mother. How do I deal with this?
This is easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, put a couple webcams, nanny cams around the house, and fucking bust her mom.
Bust her mom.
You come in as soon as it's happening, you slam her up against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
See, you can't go light on this kind of crime. And you're in Vacaville. Is that where he is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking crime is a problem then.
Let's bust a mom. You want it?
I think you put your own shit away and let her mom steal her own shit. You know what I'm saying? Have your wife, just leave your wife's stuff out. Or write on the bottom of everything, I know you stole this, Gladys.
I love that.
See, now, I, Emery, your idea of like just putting nanny cams, effective, not fun.
I think you should.
Go ahead. I was going to suggest, you know, those like exploding ink things they put in the bags of money at night? That way, when that happens, you can go, well, you know, now you get to have fun with your wife because it's like, okay, either your mother is doing a fantastic Smurf impression for the kids or that bitch is stealing our stuff.
Yeah. If she's slipping the stuff in her vagina, my idea, very fun.
Just put some of Vic's ass gum on the bottom of it.
You know,
hairy ass gum.
Yes. It's a hot new flavor.
First of all,
you're right.
Anal stripes.
That should be an actual product for when you perform anal love. Mouth love. Hey, what's the problem here? The woman stealing her...
What's the problem here?
Thanks for paying attention. He thinks his wife's mother is a kleptomaniac.
Right. Well, if she has a lot of money, like if they're going to inherit a lot of money, just let her steal the shit because you're going to get it anyways one day.
That's what I'm saying. Assuming if she has a lot of money, she may not be stealing shit.
Maybe she's pawning all that shit.
Kleptomania is, if that's what's going on, is not a money thing. It's not because she's poor. But they do live in Vacaville, so you, sir, are right.
What is in Vacaville that's worth stealing?
I heard crime's a problem there.
Where is Vacaville? I don't even know. That's
Northern
place.
California.
Vacaville?
Where the girls are warm.
Vacaville.
Little Beach Boys.
I was with you. I wasn't going to sing and ruin the show, but I was with you.
I think we're done with
that. Yeah, okay, Drew, you remember? Do you got anything else over there?
No, I got other stories. I got questions.
I can throw one more at him.
Okay,
kill her.
Go ahead.
Just kill the mom. And then when stuff continues to disappear, kill yourself.
Because
you fucked up bad, man. You should not have taken my advice.
No. Here's what you do.
I miscalculated. I apologize.
I think that's good. And he can become a starring like person on Snapped or something from killing it.
Yeah. No, just introduce the mom to the guy with the rake.
Yeah. Oh, they have a future. Or to Vic, because he likes old
vagina.
That's
true.
I didn't say I like it. I said I can understand. When I get with a woman who happens to be that age, I will be very excited to be in that relationship.
Hold on. You said you didn't like it, but you got online and looked up 70-year-old vaginal exam.
Didn't. I looked up, if you're listening closely, what I said is I was interested in vagina, but I didn't want to look at porn. So I looked up vaginal exam.
And that's the first one that popped up. Yeah. And you watched it.
See, I can't help but think, if you look up vaginal exam, the reason it's being examined is because something is horribly wrong with it.
Yeah, because you know what? I never see any old ladies at the, you know, gynecologist.
Nope, never.
Think you get to pretend that you just stumbled into 70-year-old vagina. Okay? You click the fucking link, all right? Buy the ticket, ride the ride, stand like a man. You got gum in your ass and it was your fucking choice.
Yes.
Fuck off.
Yes.
Wait, hold on a second.
I concur.
Let me just, you guys are high-fiving. Brilliant. He put me in my place.
If you're going to fuck my girlfriend with a 5.5% chance, I'm fucking you.
I'll take that.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing, and I have no problem.
When balls attack.
I have no problem owning whatever happened. The truth was that it was a British how-to video. I had no idea who the patient was going to be. She showed up later. Okay. So I didn't know it was going to be a 7-year-old vagina.
You still
vagina.
Watched it.
And her pubic hair wasn't even gray. Mm. I found that interesting.
Yeah, you did say that.
You found that interesting, you did.
I did.
Okay.
It was pure silver.
It's nice.
Yeah, at that point, that woman doesn't have to shave. It just falls out.
You know, it's nice to know that he looks for the vaginal exam to check out the hairstyle. That's nice.
Now, okay, in front of me. Before we do have some more questions, but Vic, I did promise you that we would, you had a question because something happened in your life. So we're going to spend a couple minutes on this.
Yeah. I mean, thank God I've got you guys here.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
Thank God.
Anytime one of our panel has a personal issue, we like to help out. Yeah, this should be fun. If you would like to help Vic with this question once we hear it, it's 800-893-9562. Remind you real quick, you're listening to Extreme Talk, XM Channel 165. Or skidrowstudios.com. Here we go. Vic, okay, what you got?
Is this a red flag? I had met a woman and...
No, that's a rash. Go ahead.
Over the course of getting to know her, I found out that since her divorce over 3 years ago, she has had two or more abortions.
Two or more?
And acquired herpes.
Acquired. Like luggage. My friend gave it to me.
Sounds like a corporate takeover.
Unless she was just ambitious, in which case she achieved them.
And she's very loving, obviously. Okay. And I don't know, I mean, is that enough not to continue dating someone?
Well, I mean, no. Well, it depends. I mean, you know, you're going to have to wear a condom. Because
at least one.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No?
No, herpes isn't protected against herpes. Condom doesn't
Condoms don't affect herpes.
No, he has to wear a condom because he's going to give her something. To protect her. That's why.
If you're a freak about stuff, you're going to get herpes.
Are you worried about getting... No, you're not. First of all, I dated an HIV-positive girl for 5 years. I'm herpetic. I have genital herpes and lip herpes. I haven't been tested for one or two. I'm not sure which one it is, but I have breakouts in both
places. By the way, this is not Vic talking.
It just kind of looks like it a little bit.
No, but it's not Vic.
I am so not touching your balls after this show, but go ahead.
You're pissed off about before the show, I'm sure.
I believe it's something, like they say in California, it's like one out of every four people.
Yeah, but how do you not get it?
You don't have sex when you have an outbreak.
Oh,
it's
I
really
see.
That simple.
How,
and they say that the sloughing, in other words,
loofah?
It's not a good word.
That
sounds kind of gross.
That skin that kind of comes off after the blistering and the healing.
Just like a snake.
You have to stay away from that too. So if you're smart, if you fucking stay away from the area during a breakout, and breakouts itch before they break out.
So there's an indicator.
Yeah. I've never passed it to any of my partners. Not ever.
And I've dated a guy who dated a woman who was HIV positive and who had herpes, so...
She dated
I don't even like using somebody else's fork, so you people are fucking ballsy as can be, by the way.
So everything sounds...
So you're
so
okay.
The group says that everything's cool.
Was it the abortion?
No, I would dump everybody.
Yeah, who cares about the abortions?
Yeah, was it the abortions or the herpes?
Well, unless they're doing it, like, you know, for fun or at home. I mean...
And what
does
do you
she
mean,
have morals?
Was it your choice how many abortions she's had?
I had nothing to do with the abortions. Oh. She just shared that with me.
Did she tell you why?
No. It obviously bothers Emery. Wouldn't have put it in the list. Now, why does it bother you?
It's just like, I have no political thing about abortion. Just like two of them just seems like a lot. Like it was
in
the
one
same,
year?
It was maybe the same guy.
Maybe it was a buy one, get one free.
Well,
could have been a buy one, get one free.
Definitely need to wear a condom with this
at Costco, you get them by the box.
You don't need to wear a condom. She clearly will kill your kid.
Exactly. This is the kind of
I say dress right into this fucking thing, my friend. And if you see a blister, don't put anything in it.
Right. Just embrace it. This is the kind of girl you don't have to push down a flight of stairs.
She doesn't sound too smart.
Unless she wants it.
You don't have to, but you still can.
Yeah.
She doesn't sound bright.
No, she does not.
She's very smart, though. I mean, in other ways.
She's not smart. If she can't figure out how to
I take umbrage with that. I think having an abortion is a woman's right if she chooses to do that.
Yes.
And I don't think anybody should belittle them or suggest that women who use that option are not right.
It's not birth control. If she got twice pregnant by the same guy, like, fucking get your shit together and wear a condom if you're that
Here's
stupid.
And if
you
do go out with her, Vic, I say wear a condom. Only because at some point she is going to either get tired of getting abortions or run out of money.
And you know what? Maybe you do want a kid, though. Like, do you want to have a kid without making the choice? Because she'll make it for you.
Yeah, this kid might have a hanger in his head when he's born. Is it too soon?
No, it's fantastic.
No, I would like to. I'm thinking I would like to have a kid still. you know, but I would like it to be planned.
Well, you know, she's fertile.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, man.
She might have some kind of disease in the gum she's going to leave in your ass as well. You've got to get that checked out.
Maybe that was a baby.
Nice. A regurgitated fetus.
Nice. It should stick right here on Vic's ass. This will be fine.
That's how assholes are created.
Vic, I hope we were able to help you a little bit. We've got a couple more questions we got to get to. This one is from Daryl in Compton.
Thank you.
Daryl in Compton wrote, my wife wants to have breast reduction surgery. Can you please help to convince her that this is a bad idea?
How big are they?
Yeah,
apparently, Daryl loves him some titties.
Maybe they're getting hard, though, because you don't want them to hurt you. I mean, that could...
They're getting hard?
Breast implants get hard.
No.
She's got too big of natural kids, apparently.
Yeah.
She wants a reduction.
Oh, maybe her back hurts.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they're probably, like, stretching towards her knees.
Yeah. Is it not cheaper to just get a fucking back brace and keep the boobies?
But I can say something, though. When they're too big and they sag like that, do you guys really want to fucking chomp down in that?
No.
I mean, it looks bad.
I'm going to tell you right now. Right now, what's this guy's name?
Daryl.
Daryl, let her get the tit job.
And I agree.
And yeah, but first of all,
and
I personally
send Vic what they take out.
No,
because he'll use it like silly putty.
Wait a minute, what's let her? I mean, are we fucking kept? I mean, like, she could do whatever the hell.
No, he wants us to talk to her. So I'm sure he's going to have her listen to the show.
Okay.
And he wants us to convince her why she should
do it. I'm going to tell you why. First of all, lady, what's her name?
Okay, lady, first of all,
this guy's going to be blowing you. He's going to dump you anyways. I can just tell. And
yeah,
so
he doesn't like small tits.
The second thing is, I love smaller breasts, and there are a lot
thank
of
you,
I do. And in fact, Marie, you are.
I thank you too, because mine are natural.
Those are awesome.
Those are beautiful small tits, Marie.
You don't think so?
Are you out of your fucking mind?
I can't tell. Marie, pull those things out.
Marie's like
they
a bee
are
cup.
Out. That's what I'm saying.
Vic, get the hell out of my way.
No, she's like a bee cup. The truth is that I can't stand. You know, like when a woman's got humongous tits, there's going to be cheese underneath them.
Oh, you don't like the fromage?
Only if she ate.
The third voice out of Marie. I am in heaven. I am in impression heaven.
There will be. Was it German?
I missed it.
No, it was kind of a French thing.
It was French. You have a voice on file for cheesy breasts? Yeah, fromage.
Oh, that's nice.
This woman that raped me had humongous
Let's
breasts.
Let's call her Chester.
Chester the molester.
No one raped you.
Yes, it was as close to rape as you can get.
It was not rape.
It was close. Well,
it was charity. It was charity.
If it helps you to think of that rabbi as a woman, okay.
I have to say, though, I have seen, like, a couple of my girlfriends have had really gigantic ones, and I saw them before, and I saw them after, so, dude, they look so much better after, and they're still big. I mean, like, if your chick has humongous ones, they're still going to be big. It's not like they're going to throw it all in the trash.
My advice is for Daryl. Daryl, listen. Let her get the thing, and just think of it like you get an extra woman. It's a new thing.
Exactly.
You get to cheat without getting your ass kicked or your bed lit on fire.
She can play guitar and have a country career. She doesn't get it.
And they'll be perkier. I mean, it's like having a ball lift. You know what I mean?
And besides, Daryl in Compton. Here's the part of the story.
I have the answer for Daryl.
All right, Daryl, you want to get that woman in line, okay? So here's what you do. You drive her to fucking Taco Bell. And you start the conversation during the drive.
Yeah. And have her listen to the show. And the other thing is, Daryl is in Compton. So, Daryl, stop thinking about titties and enjoy a big ass like you know you should.
That's it. There you go. There's the solution. Take the extra tits and put them on the ass.
Everybody's happy.
A lot of people do.
Daryl, the other thing is, it's like tit for tat here. Get what you want. Do you want a bigger dick?
I mean, tit for Daryl is what it is. No, but we got time for one more, Vic.
Yeah, we got time for one more.
Then we're going to have to wrap it up. This one comes from Robert in Simi Valley. Robert wrote and said, I did something stupid. I slept with an employee. I really want to fire her, but I'm scared she'll sue me. What do I do?
You might as well fucking marry her now. You can't fire her. Yeah. You get a better chance of divorcing her.
Way to go.
Do you still want to fuck her? That's the question.
Right. Probably not after you fire her. That's going to be tough.
It's going to be a little awkward. I say, Daryl, run your company into the ground. Just embezzle. it's your only shot.
Is his name Daryl, the same guy? Is this the same Daryl?
It's the same douchebag.
No, it's Robert.
Oh, okay.
Did I call him Daryl?
Yeah.
You just kill her.
Well, it depends. Robert, does she have big titties? No, I don't know.
Robert, you're a moron. This isn't 1950. You don't have sex with your employees. You deserve for your company to go belly up.
Oh, he owns the company?
Yeah.
Oh, he is sucker.
Or he's the boss. It doesn't say if he owns it, but he's clearly the boss.
Typical retard.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't say he harassed her. They just hooked
Daryl,
up.
Did Here's it. What you do. All of the other employees, you're going to have to sleep with all of them. Everyone. That way, you're normalizing what's going on in the company, and you've actually got a case in court.
That's actually a good point.
You could just claim like Vic and that you got raped.
Look, I got 17 other employees. I fucked them all, and I haven't fired them. I'm firing her because she sucks, not because she doesn't suck.
That is perfect. Okay, listen, I want to thank all my guests here today. We have Emery and Heather Henderson, hosts of...
Ardent Atheist and Skeptically Yours.
Excellent. Marie Del Preti, you got a gig coming up?
Yeah, you'll see me tonight at the Marquee Lounge in San Bernardino. Follow me on Twitter at Marie Del Preti.
Lovely. Vic Cohen?
Yes.
Host? We have Vic Cohen, host of It's a Fair
it's
Question.
It's a Fair Question, Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. And find me on Facebook. That's V-I-C-C-O-H-E-N.
Okay, we also have Ken August. Stay tuned to this station and you'll hear the weekly wrap-up starting immediately after this show. I want to thank everybody for paying attention to Bad Advice. Remember, you can hear us on Extreme Talk XM, channel 165. We will see you next Saturday at 2:00.